This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Thank you. Hello there. Welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. Today's show is, as you can tell from the website, it's called Gaze Gaze. Mainly because I just wanted to use the word gaze gaze. But it's mostly, I'm going to be honest, today's show is kind of a buffer show. What I have planned for the next few weeks is I have another four-part series coming up. I won't say what it is, but it's really simple and it's nothing too fancy. And you can probably guess how many things do you know that have four parts, or and it's not a square or a deck of cards. So it's pretty easy. It should be a pretty good series. Hopefully it all comes together, but I'm working on that. So because of that, today's show might not be the most exciting show. It doesn't really have a theme other than that it's more so sonically themed. All the songs are what I'm going to call Gaze Gaze. I'm going to make it up. It's basically all the songs have vocals. And some of them are kind of shoegazy. Other ones are kind of slowcore. So it's this kind of balance between those two areas. It's somewhat similar to the Hall & Oates show we had earlier, which we didn't play any Hall & Oates, but it was called Hall & Oates. And the reason, well, I'll explain that right now. The reason why that show is called Hall & Oates and Fiber or something is because there was a box of Fiber One Chewy Bars by me, and I had no other name for that show, so yeah. Anyway, today's show is Gaze Gaze. Let's say what we just played. The first track was by Have a Nice Life. That song was called The Big Gloom. It's off the album Death Consciousness. And that track is pretty big and depressing, and that's what I love about it. It's very melancholic. And the whole album kind of is like that. But it's kind of a diverse album. Lots of disparate elements. It's a two-disc album. But I think they could have made it into one disc if there's some parts that maybe weren't needed. A little bit of bloating. But it was a good record. And some of the tracks were really top-notch, including that one. And what we'll play today is somewhat like that. That was more or less on the shoegazy side of the show. A lot of distortion and hushed vocals. Lots of hushed vocals in today's show. So yeah, that's pretty much what you're going to hear. Stuff like that. This next song is by a band called Log. It's an L-O-G-H. So I don't know if it's a R, Log, or it's just Log. With a little bit of towards the end. It's called Forest Eyes, and it's off their album North. So we'll get into that, and we'll talk more about Gaze Gaze later.
You're so very late, but I'm glad you came. This city has eyes that keep me up at night. There's somebody there with eyes that stare. At night I dream a sleepless dream. Small hungry points of light surrounding me on every side, like a forest at night. This city has eyes from somewhere outside. They pen my walls like sleep. Another day without dreams. crowds, my mind. Must be all overcast face. Must be all overcast face.
Welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Armand here. Let's just go over what we just played. That last track was by a band called Barzin. And if it sounded, if they sounded somewhat familiar, we played them, I think, in the first ever, episode of Post Rock Paper Scissors. We played their song Let's Go Driving on the, Departing show, something like that, of the Going to California. Anyway, this song was called Past All Concerns. It's off their self-titled record, and I think it's their best track that they've ever done. It's really sad, or not sad, but it's like depressing, or it's a very lovely track. Let's just leave it at that. And again, before that, we heard Log with their song Forest Eyes. That was that block. The show is going to be mostly like that. It'll kind of, I'm not going to say it's going to speed up. That Barzin song was probably the slowest or the most, the most melancholic track. This next block is, well, not any faster, but it's also, I don't know. Sorry, I don't know what to call it. I mean, all the songs today are in the same scope, same area, a lot of hushed vocals, and kind of post-rocky flair to it. The Log track was the only one that didn't have some post-rockiness to it. And the next few songs are all a bit longer. They're all around, 6 to 7 minutes long. So it's kind of this post-rockiness with hushed vocals on top, with little hints of shoegaziness here and there. And thus, that blend is now officially going to be called Gaze Gaze. And it's settled. So yeah, instead of me rambling on anymore because I don't really have much to say, here is the next track. It's by Staffron Hawken. I believe that's what how to pronounce it. And this track is called Housey. It's off their album Gummy, or Gummy. Gummy without but an I instead of a Y. I should double check this, but I believe they're Scandinavian. But I'll check it. And I'll actually check it this time that I say I'll check it. So here is Staffron Hawken.
I don't know anything at all.
Welcome back. Let's just go over what we played right there. Okay, so the first track was by Stafran Haken. I did do my research, and he's from Iceland. I think it's just one dude making all the music. It's not a band, but I'm sure he has a band. Anyway, that song was called Housey. And after that, we heard a track by Gregor Samsa, very popular and well-known post-rock band. And that track was called Untitled One, or Untitled, but it's the first Untitled, off their EP called 2736. And that record, that EP, is a little underrated in my estimation. Everyone knows about 5512, their album after that EP. That was the record that got them, you know, well known. And it was a great record. I'm not going to deny that. It was just one of my favorites or something like that. Very good. But before they released that record, they released an EP called 2736. And it's pretty fantastic. And this track that we just played was the first track off that record. And I'm sure, well, if you're a male and you listen to that, I'm sure you just wanted to hug the singer. The female vocals in that track by Nikki King are very pretty. And if you haven't heard Gregor Samsa before, all their songs have her singing on it. And she just makes you melt. I'm just going to be honest right there. So if you have a thing for female vocals in your music or whatever you want to call it, definitely Gregor Samsa is somewhere to look if you have not listened to them before. And I was very tempted to play the song Untitled 2, which is the second, obviously, track in that record. It's only three tracks in the whole record. And because Untitled 2 is probably Gregor Samsa's best song. It's fantastic. But it was a bit long, and I wanted to jam as much as I could into this show, so I didn't play it, because that track's over 9 minutes. But yes, definitely, if you haven't heard Gregor Samsa in general, definitely check them out. If you've heard Gregor Samsa, and you like 5512, but you've never listened to 2736, what are you waiting for? I mean, that's a record you should just go out there and get, or download, whatever. anyway, so that's my man crush on, well, not a man crush, but whatever, on Gregor Samsa. So we'll get into the next track. It's by Emmanuel, which we've played before. I think we played them on the Hall & Oates show. Anyway, this is called Agnes Day, and it's the first track off their latest record called Moan. M-O-E-N, not like moaning, but moan. So we'll get into that. Here is Emmanuel.
Lights out, we're tongue-tied, and it all makes sense. Motions freeze in heart. Lead armies in the fall. We'll be right back. harmonies in the fire. Lost our minds in the fallen. Leave harmonies in the fire. And I love you once again. I will love you once again. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. We're about to wrap up the show. Hopefully you enjoyed everything so far today. Again, next week we'll be having the first part of a four-part series. That's all themed and all that nice stuff. So today's show didn't really have too much of a theme. Hopefully that was okay with you guys. But it was more so sonically themed. All the songs were, you know, nice and kind of floating around there with these hushed vocals and all that good stuff. So if you're into, I gotta admit, if you're not into the hushed vocals and the kind of slowcore-y post-rock or the shoegazy post-rock, then you probably didn't enjoy the show. But hopefully you did. Hopefully you found some stuff you didn't know before and, you know, made the show interesting. But anyway, let's go over what we played in that last block. The last track, or the track we just played, was by Alceste, and they are a French band, so which means I'm going to butcher these titles, but the song was called Ciel Errant, I'm going to guess, and it was off their album Souvenirs d'un autre monde. Probably not, but something like that. So hopefully you enjoyed it. It was probably the most shoegazy song on the entire show. So, yeah. So, sorry for that giggle. That was totally unrelated. Something that just happened in my room. But anyway, before Alceste, we heard Emmanuel, like I said last time, this track was called Agnes Day. So yeah, that's pretty much the whole show. We got one track left. It's a pretty epic track, I guess. It's by Yesu. We played Yesu before once during the Fire show, but this song's not as heavy. Yesu has, or Jesu if you want to call it, has really calmed down as he's gotten older. Let's just say that his music isn't as aggressive. And this track is called Silver. It's off his EP, Silver. And I think Silver, the EP, is his best work. And I think Silver, the track, is his best song. Many people will disagree with me, but they're wrong. This is his best track. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I think it's a fitting way to end the show. It's nice and big. It's a big track for 6 minutes long, if you know what I'm saying. 6 minutes isn't very long in this realm of music, but it definitely packs a punch, even though it just kind of repeats the same thing over and over again. But it's a great track. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. Again, next week we'll be starting the first of a series of shows. And that's going to be taken in quite a different direction than today's show. But nevertheless, I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope to see you again next week. See ya.
Silver's just